You know, sometimes it's really hard to be a partner. Every time you screw up, I get kicked in the butt for it. The boss was really angry this time.
But it wasn't my fault. It was just bad luck.
Yeah, right. It's never your fault. Just like last time, when we were about to bust that camera for the query pornographers, and I spent 3 hours to place a microphone in that big gun's cocktail cherry.
Yeah, what was wrong with that?
You
gave him the wrong glass and ate the cherry. I kept listening to your stomach bubbling for 2 hours flat and didn't understand a single word.
Hey, I said I was sorry. We are undercover agents, and I was just trying to stay in character. When the guy invited me to pop some cherry, I didn't want to be impolite. So I popped the cherry into my mouth and ate it and gave him something.
Shut up! All right, I give up. It's not like I really have a choice anyway. We must see how we can reverse the damage you've done and finish the goddamn job, or the boss will bite our heads off and we'll take our fuzzy behinds on a wall custom right through the Himalaya!
Oh, I hate this guy. He's treating us like worthless scavengers.
Smith? You are a scavenger.
Well, yes, but not worthless.
Whatever.
Don't whatever me. You could rather tell me what we are going to do next.
That first needs to be properly converted. We have to get the purifier back and flush him the second time.
But how are we going to do it?
Unless you screw up again, this is going to be easy. You sneak up on him from behind, and I'll grab the purifier from him. From his paws, okay? From his paws. You'll grab the purifier from his paws and flash. When he wakes up again, he won't remember a single thing.
Well, there is a tiny little thing about the purifier that I didn't dare to mention in front of the boss.
Smith, why is it always that my hand starts to hurt when I'm talking to you?
What is it this time?
The batteries are empty. They won't have enough power for another flash. I am forgot to replace them yesterday.
They're going to kill us!